The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. We're about to wrap up another week of broadcasting, and I am so grateful for every one of you in our listening audience. Thank you for joining me. It is Open Phone Friday. We can talk about anything you want to. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. There is a telephone number that I have been sharing with you yesterday and today. That's the number for Heartbeat International. We are literally saving the lives of hundreds of babies. In fact, right now we're at, well, I can round it up, 600 babies who would have been aborted will be saved from abort. Think about that. 600 babies because of the generosity of this audience, because you have supported 33 hours of Option Line. You have supported 33 full hours of Option Line. That means we're right, 594, we'll round it off to 600 babies. But we have the opportunity to save over 2,000. And that's why I'm continuing to ask you to call 800-999-7408. Susan called just a few moments ago. And then we have another listener who would like to remain anonymous, and that is absolutely fine. So we have Susan and an anonymous caller, and with those, we're right at $2,500, and I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. Still a long way from our goal, but I am so grateful for what God is doing. I'm grateful for the people that have called, and I'm grateful for the people that are going to call this half hour, as I just believe God has brought several of you to the program today. You love babies. You love life. You are more than just talk. And when you have an opportunity to actually save the lives of unborn babies, I believe you will call 800-999-7408, and you'll give whatever God lays on your heart. 800-999-7408. Now, folks, I'm just giving this over to God. I've pleaded with you. I've shared my heart. I've tried to give you facts, statistics. I've tried to motivate you through facts, not just emotion, but through facts. And we're still way behind where we should be. Now, I'm grateful. We got $2,500. That's wonderful. And 600 babies. That's great. That's wonderful. And I am very thankful, but it's not me. It's got to be God speaking to you. So I'm just throwing it out there. I'm being absolutely honest. We're way behind where we should be and where we usually are. Just, I mean, way behind, shockingly behind. But it is what it is. And it must be God speaking to your heart. So I have prayed. I have shared with you the truth. And the rest has to be between you and God. I can't twist your arm. I can't make you feel guilty. I can't trick you. I guess I could, but I won't. I refuse to do that. So I just tell you the truth. We can save babies. We have the opportunity, but you have to respond. And that's what Richard just did. God bless you. Richard, thank you. Richard just took care of another hour. Another hour. So now we're up to 34 hours of option line. God bless you, Richard. Thank you. Richard called 800-999-7408. So I've just given it to God. It's all I know to do. And asking God to speak to you. 800-999-7408. We can save babies' lives. It's that simple. We have that opportunity before us. Would you give? Would you pray about it? And I'm still asking God for somebody to take care of one full day. That's $1,800. You could take care of one full day of option line with $1,800. All right, this story, you know, the national championship game, LSU and Clemson the other night. I didn't know that in addition to the military personnel down on the field and the president and the first lady, you know, the ROTC people and the band people, there were teachers from all over America on the field as well. I didn't know that till today. A bunch of teachers that were being honored at the national championship game. Think about this. They were given the privilege of coming out on the field and being honored for their service to their community. One of them was Kelly Holstein. She was Minnesota's 2019 Teacher of the Year. She was chosen to be the Teacher of the Year in the state of Minnesota. She was chosen to go down on the field and when the national anthem was sung, she was the only person on the entire field that knelt, didn't put her hand over her heart, didn't say the Pledge of Allegiance, did not sing the national anthem. Nope. She knelt. And why? What do I tell you? I tell you this all the time. Liberal left does not deal with facts or truth. They deal with what? Say it, class. If you're a regular listener, you know. Feelings and emotion. It's not facts. Feeling and emotion. Quote, Minnesota's top teacher knelt during Monday night's college football championship game because she said, quote, it felt right. She was asked, what are you protesting? She really didn't know. She said she was motivated to kneel during the anthem for communities that are oppressed under the Trump administration. And I don't want to get political, and I don't want to go on a rampage defending Donald Trump. But here's the facts. Every ethnic group in America is doing better under this administration economically than under the previous administration. Whites, blacks, Latinos, women, men, every ethnic group, every measurable group, minorities, majorities, are all doing better economically under this administration than the last. She said, and again, listen to this carefully, I really feel like our country is not serving the needs of all of its inhabitants. So many humans right now are not being given the respect and the rights that they deserve. So here is a woman saying, we're not giving respect. And she's down on the field, given the privilege of being on the field with the President of the United States. And she disrespects the President, our country, our flag. She disrespects them because she believes that other people are not getting the respect that they deserve. And several times in the interview, she said, It felt right. It just felt right. Mm-hmm. Feelings, feelings, feelings. Hey, Mark in Columbus, I will come to you when we return. And I got another hero to thank, Joseph. God bless you, Joseph. Joseph just took care of 2 hours of option line. That's another 36 babies saved. God bless you, Joseph. Who'll be next? 800-999-7408. How many babies can we save? It's up to you, folks, not up to me. 800-999-7408.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Our AM 880 folks, you're going to be leaving us in about 7.5 minutes. We sign off at 5:30 throughout January, but you still have a few minutes to call 800-999-7408. That's what Joseph did just a few minutes ago, gave a very nice pledge. We're moving along much slower than I would like, but we are moving ahead. We are saving babies, and I'm encouraged. And I'm just asking you to be obedient to God, whatever God tells you to do. If God doesn't tell you to call, then don't call. But if God prompts you to support the option line at Heartbeat International, don't you dare disobey God. That's all I'm asking. Pray about it and do what God tells you to do. 800-999-7408. We're going to go to the phones, and we've got Mark in Columbus. Mark, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Bob. Thanks. Hey, it's a beautiful day out here, nice and sunny and warm. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. It's dark and dingy and cold, so don't give me that stuff.
I thought I'd get you maybe, but no.
How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I am. I'm blessed.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, just trust in God, man. He's going to bring the money in, and you just have faith, have patience. It's all in God. You know. So much better than I do.
Well, you know, and I shouldn't take these things so seriously. I honestly shouldn't, because it's not my responsibility. But I'm telling you, Mark, I left last night wiped out, just like a wet washcloth, because we reach a goal with these ministries, and I would not accept one of these ministries to help them raise funds if I didn't believe in them. I just won't. I could do a fundraiser every day of the year. I could. And I say no to almost all of them, but a few we agreed to, and we set a goal. And Mark, it's been at least 10 years since we've missed a goal. Not only do we reach our goals, we blow past our goals. And Heartbeat is so important, and it's just going very slow. We'll hit it. I believe that, because it just has to be God. But anyway, God will bring it in. God will touch people, and when God touches people, they'll call, they'll pledge. So, hey, I'm just going to give it to God. All right.
Amen, brother.
What's on your mind?
Is this going to be going on next week?
Well, I need to reach the goal. I need to reach the goal. So until we reach the goal, I will mention it occasionally. I'm not going to take an entire program, no. But
there you go, man. It's going to happen, Bob.
Well, I believe that too. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the great encouragement on King David. And, boy, that was really neat to hear. I tell you what, those archaeologists, if I would be able to stand in front of them and say something, I would say, hey, not so smart after all.
Well, again, like 25 years ago, the experts said, All that Bible stuff about David, that's a bunch of fairy tales, and it's legend. You know, and we like legends, and that's great. When I was in Israel almost 2 years ago now, you can visit the city of David. It's one of the biggest archaeological sites around Jerusalem. It's enormous. And they're uncovering constantly more and more evidence that David's kingdom was exactly what the Bible said it was. And yes, the experts have been proven wrong again. I love it. Yeah. I love it too.
I do too. I just wanted to real quick, you know, that situation out in Virginia. Man, I don't know. What do you think's going to happen with that?
I don't know. There is potential for real disaster there. If our listeners aren't familiar, the state of Virginia is doing a real gun grab. The far liberal left government is attempting to confiscate guns of most of the law-abiding people in Virginia. And the gun owners in Virginia are not taking it lying down. So there are some protests scheduled for this weekend. And I am hoping and praying that they will be peaceful. But there are going to be a whole lot of people showing up with guns at the state house. And if one shot is fired by either side, it could be terrible. I'm praying that doesn't happen. And you know, the thing is, Mark, the gun owners are the ones that are peaceful. You know, they're the ones that are peaceful. But there will be agitators there trying to make the gun owners look bad. And the governor is saying that, you know, if people show up on the state house grounds, he's going to take their guns away. He better not. He better not, because that's unconstitutional, and it could get out of hand really quick. So I think we really need to pray that there will be peace, no violence, and that the gun owners will express their constitutional right to protest and their constitutional right to bear arms.
Hey, I just read today where Obama may be very well a big part of this, because back when he was president, he was trying to get some Marines to say that they would participate in taking away guns. And I think they turned him down and said, no, we wouldn't do that. But this is just one part of the big picture, but it's a big part.
Well, I just read this morning, Mark, the largest army in the world is made up of private gun owners in America. And that's the truth. Yeah. So, hey, Mark, I got to go. Computer's going to cut me off here in a minute. Thanks so much for calling. Hope you have a great weekend. And thank you for your encouragement. Folks, call 800-999-7408. You can call it during the weekend. You can go to the website, thewordcolumbus.com. We must save more babies.